My name is Bunaris Iqbal and I'm a presenter at BCB Radio, and it all started here when I left school. And it's a bit of a long story, but basically I'll just do anything and everything to do with community radio. And if it's BCB, then I spend most of my time here. I'm a volunteer. I do Asian Beats, which is an Asian Bhangra, very lively English but Bollywood remixes, and of course Bhangra music. Because I'm a good communicator and I like working with different people, this is all through the help of BCB. So basically, most of the volunteers, they would come to me and ask me, oh, Bernardis, can you help me with the editing? Or could you help me sort a car out? Or where do I need to record? And other various broadcast technical issues. And it's been a bit of a challenge for me because you have your information inside you because I've known it for such a long time. But it's actually quite surprising to know what you do know when you pass it on to other people. Because I've got these skills and I use them on a like daily basis, it's nothing for me, as in the way that I think a lot of it, but it's like just a normal day-to-day thing for me. But in the way that when I pass it on to other people, it just goes to show how much I actually know. And it's nice to actually, instead of keeping it inside me, letting other people learn some of the things what I've learned through the help and support of people at BCB. It's built my confidence because I've met all these new people and passed the skills on, and now I think there is a life outside the studio. And even though if it's just like plugging the wires in and sorting stuff out, I'm not on the air sometimes, but it just means that I can get out in the community and get myself known and, you know, chat to people. And it's given me a whole range of experiences, because if I've got an opinion before, I thought, oh, I better not say it because somebody might get upset, or oh, I don't know, it might not be the right thing. But at the moment, I've realised that I can actually put a point forward and make sure it's a nice way and a positive way, and you know, I've got the confidence to do what I want. Because I'm a volunteer and other volunteers are like volunteers like myself, it's like they will get to know that people are respected here, and it's not just about volunteering, it's about what you enjoy doing and meeting the different people. My confidence, I think, has come a long way, because I wasn't very confident with, you know, passing on my skills or, you know, meeting different people before. It's helped me in the way that it's improved my mobility skills, because I'm visually impaired and I can go out and about and just go up to any person on the street and say, look, I need your help, please help me. And it doesn't matter if they're English or from any other minority communities, and vice versa, if somebody comes up to me, rather than saying, oh, I don't know who this person is, and sometimes just pretending I didn't hear them, it's actually built my skills up in the way that I can actually communicate much better, and I feel much more confident and a lot happier. And anybody that asks for my help in the organisation, I can actually teach people skills in the studio or any skills what they want to learn in a much better and confident way.